Father, we do thank Thee today for the Word of God. We ask that You would encourage us with the Word of God. We do ask that You would help us who are discouraged and who are weary. We do ask that You would remove the troublesome spirit within our hearts. Allow us to understand these things from Numbers chapter 7, to be able to properly apply them to our life and to our heart. We do especially ask that You be with Rob Winograd's family as they're mourning the loss of his mother. We know that others are mourning as well, friends of Miss Egan and others, Father, who are yet still in this world. We do ask them, convict them of their need of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, sorry for that surprise there. It was working okay the very first time the call came through, but I'm not sure why it got disconnected after that.
John said it.
No.
Maybe the pastor doesn't need to answer the phone upstairs.
It has to be on line one at the moment. It has to be. Jacob, you have to text us your phone number, or we have to get connected 15 minutes ahead of class here, or 10 minutes ahead of class. We have to get connected with the other service we used to have. It used to be called any meeting or something like that. Any meeting would allow us to have one connection that people would call that line. Chapter 7.
Did you hear that?
Jill, please read verse 7. I mean, for verse 1. Yes, if anyone else wants to.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes, please. I can hear you.
All right, Jill, please read verse 1. Verse 2, please, Joel. Yeah, I have to get the my audio set properly, Joel. It's not quite balanced yet.
Are we dressed you as well?
Yes, please, Jill. Can you hear me okay, Jill?
Sure.
Yeah, please reverse Job.
The princes of Israel, heads of the house of their fathers, who are the princes of the I'm having an echo come back at me.
Are you on, is it on speakerphone, Jill, or is it on, you just have a handset?
I'm on speakerphone.
I'm not sure. Let's see if it's any better without the speakerphone. I'm not sure what it'll be like.
I'll call it.
Okay, Jill, is this any better now? For at least for hearing me?
No.
And you see?
I hear you, but it's still this echo in my ears still. I hear you better on the speakerphone.
Are you having, Jill, is the echo, your own voice, Jill?
Yeah, but it's worse now, so I'm going to have to put you back on speakerphone, but either way,
we can't hear her.
It's
so much better to come to class.
It would be better, yeah, you can definitely hear.
Yeah.
It's a communication conspiracy.
All right, Jacob, this is Grummer, you read verse...
Somebody using
their
phone,
I'll
bring it
back. Hi, Jacob, you read verse 3. Yes, please read verse 3.
What's wrong?
And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox, and they brought them before the tabernacle.
John, verse... 4, yes.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take it of them, that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt give them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service.
And Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them unto the Levites.
I'm sorry.
Verse 8, Tammy?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to send a message.
Okay, I'll read it.
7.
Verse 7.
2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave unto the sons of Gershon according to their service. We have to change the battery here pretty soon. I hear a chirping sound. That's why we have to change the battery. So in verse, this Numbers chapter 7, we have a dedication that's going on here. Each of the 12 tribes is participating. And so in verse 1, again, as we said before, God spoke directly to Moses. And we know that he instructed him to set up the tabernacle. You okay?
No.
I'm sorry. How can I help you?
You can't.
Okay.
I just wish people would come rather than try and be on the phone when the phone doesn't
work.
Yes.
Well, we have to get the phone working. Jacob, you hear that?
yeah, you got to come next Friday.
Right.
I guess he didn't hear it.
We're having a real trouble hearing.
We're
having
a
It's kind of hard
over here.
Let's see. Yeah, that's having a real hard time.
All right, is this any better? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you, but I got the video.
Okay, we'll see if everybody else. Want to tell us what's been happening in your life here, Mom, recently?
I'm so confused with what's happening in my life that I can't talk about it.
Okay, that's fine. Do you hear that okay, Barbara, or not?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay, good.
Hi, Barbara. I wondered if that was you.
Okay.
I saw a car out in front of a van, and I thought maybe you'd come. But no, you're not here. You're there.
That's right.
Which is good.
She got to come there to Texas.
So we see here that Moses fully set up the tabernacle. Now we know the tabernacle is a temporary structure. When they were wandering through the wilderness, it took about they broke it down and set it up about 40 times. And this is the first time it's being set up, it seems like. And so, Barbara, from verse, just a moment.
Was
yes?
that like one trip every year, or
On the average, on the average.
I just wondered why they did and why they didn't move.
Because God told them to move.
Right, I know that much, but I just wondered what there was about with weather conditions, or...
They were initially going to the Promised Land.
Right.
And when they were at the entrance to the Promised Land, they lost heart and decided to walk by sight and not by faith.
So what does that mean?
It means they sent in 12 spies into the land. One spy from each of the 12 tribes. And 10 of the 12 tribes says, yes, it's a beautiful land, but there's giants in the land. There's no way we could take on these giants. Two of the spies, Joshua, son of Caleb, pardon me, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, they said, God can deliver these people into our hands. And so that's when the people, when they came back and brought the report, 2 of the 12 brought a good report, 10 of the 12 brought an evil report. And so consequently, they were being, God punished them and said, okay, for each day, we're in the land for 40 days and 40 nights. For each day, at least 40 days. For each day that the spies were in the land, you're going to spend a year wandering around in the wilderness until everyone that's 20 years and above will die, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb. And everyone else was going to be able to enter into the Promised Land. And so that's what... And then this is the process they're doing. They're wandering around, making a circle around in the wilderness for 40 years for people to die. And for another generation to come up who is going to believe God. But the following generation.
Are you talking about what's happening at number 7?
No, we were talking about the tabernacle.
Okay.
We're talking about, someone was wondering about the tabernacle. And we talked about it being set up and taken down about 40 times as they were wandering through, as they were going from Egypt to to the Promised Land, going the long way because of their disobedience and the lack of faith in God. And so someone was wondering about that.
Thank you for repeating it.
About 40 times. And so, so on average, that's one time a year.
Right.
Now some years they move more than others. I'm not sure how, we'll see that elsewhere in Scripture. But right now we have the dedication that's taking place of the tabernacle. So you set up the tabernacle. So the tabernacle is being set up. So, Mrs. I guess she's not there yet. Is she ever going to be there, Jacob? Did you expect to see your mother sometime today? I mean, as far as, are you expecting to see her in class today, Jacob?
Yes, we're here and we can hear you.
Oh, good.
He went upstairs to get my ear thing.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
And hearing thing.
Yeah, that's a good place to keep it. Another place is here too, but that's where it's going now. It's helpful. Those ear things are helpful. I know.
I have one of those ear things that I keep forgetting them too.
Right.
So right here, you can put these on.
So
Oh, okay.
Mrs. Grummer, in verse 2, who was over them that were numbered? That's where the princes of Israel. And what was brought before the Lord? You know, we see here they brought their offerings. Now, they're continually going to be bringing their offerings. Each one's going to bring basically the same thing. They're bringing their offerings before the Lord. And Barbara, in verse 4, who spoke to Moses?
The Lord.
That's right. The Lord spoke to Moses. That's right. We see this quite often throughout in this book of Numbers and throughout the scripture, at least in this part of the scripture, the Lord speaking to Moses. Oh, you have a question.
Yeah, about the princes of Israel. Sort of interesting.
It is.
But the princes of Israel, heads of the houses of their... I guess the heads of the houses were called princes. Princes.
Right.
Prince.
More than one, plural, princes, prince.
Yeah.
The plural princes, princes. Several.
And the households, the heads of their households. So, when you come into your house, Prince Dan...
Prince Daniel. Well, whoever the head of the household is, as far as
meaning,
but in a broader sense, meaning of the 12 tribes, they're calling a household a tribe.
Okay.
Each tribe, in a sense, you have representation of each of the tribes, people that are coming. And so the heads of the households are coming. So you have. Is it not right?
Was it like a community gathering?
I just hear
You're hearing okay,
no,
so...
hear anyone talking.
Is it... I'm sorry, let me look at her.
Never mind.
No,
please.
I'll look at it, as long as we're having some excitement here. I have to test the hearing aid device. I have to see if it needs batteries or... You're hearing a hissing sound, okay? Okay, so,
I forget my...
It was on.
Okay, so, Pardon me here while I test my hearing. I'm hearing it okay now.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
You're hearing it?
Yeah, I'm hearing it okay. At least I'm hearing something. I'm hearing somebody talk. But I'm not. So let me, Jill, answer question 5, please. Read it and answer it.
Okay. You're sure you're hearing this.
It is
Tabernacle of the congregation. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
do you see any questions?
Yeah, I'll look.
I got dressed.
Now, notice here in verse 6, what was given to the Levites? Now, again, Levi had 3 sons, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. Mm-hmm. Each of them had a particular function, a particular role they did in the service of the tabernacle.
I don't know if it's
any
good, but
notice here that Moses he gave wagons and oxen. Now, not everyone received wagons and oxen, particularly Kohath. They did not receive the wagons and oxen. They were to carry everything on their shoulders.
They must be strong men.
What they had to carry was very special, very precious, and very sacred.
What verse are we on?
We're in Numbers chapter 7 in verse 6.
Okay.
And so Jacob, how many wagons were given to the sons of Gershom?
Verse 7, right?
Verse 7. Right, 2 wagons and 4 oxen. So, which means 2 oxen would pull 1 wagon.
What's that called in farm language and everything? I forget. You know, where there's 2 oxen and they work like
a yoke?
Well, that sounds good.
Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for something.
Plowing?
Well, you're looking for the word plowing, you're looking for the yoke. You said two work as one. You're working as 2 work as 1, right?
Right. Okay. I'm going to be a yoke.
Right.
My yoke is easy. That's what Jesus said.
Yes, that's correct. That's right.
My burden is light.
Now, let's read a few more verses here. Mrs. Grummer, you read verse 8, please.
Barbara, verse 9. But unto the sons of Kohath, he gave
Jill, verse 10.
And the princess offered the dedication of the altar in the day of the original day. Even the princess offered their offering before the altar.
And Jacob, verse 11.
And the Lord said unto Moses, they shall offer the offering each prince on his day for the dedicating of the altar.
John, verse 12.
He that offered his offering the first day was Nathan, the son of Amminadab, and of the tribe of Judah.
And his offering was one silver charger, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil, for a meat offering.
And the one spoon of 10 shekels of gold, full of incense.
One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering. Now, how many tribes were there?
12.
There were 12 tribes. And so we're going to have 10 days of, or rather, probably 12 days of dedication. Now remember, the number of oxen that were given to Gershon were oxen and carts and wagons were 4 oxen and 2 carts. Now Merari, that he had more, because he had heavier things to carry, more things to carry, they were more bulky. And so he had 4 wagons, and each wagon had 2 oxen to pull it, and so that means 8 oxen in all is what Merari. Again, Merari is one of the sons of Levi. Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Now, notice here in verse 9. In verse 9, John, what was not given to Kohath, and why?
No wagon or oxen. Because the service would be borne on the shoulders.
That's right. There's no wagon, no oxen, because they were supposed to carry it.
Right.
And we know what account when they failed to follow these instructions. And that was Uzzah. They put it that they, first of all, the Ark of the Covenant should have never been taken into battle. And this is not necessarily here in this passage, but we can talk about that later on, maybe perhaps in another chapter. This chapter is very involved in very detailed. Tammy.
Can I say something?
Please.
I feel like I missed the first part of the class, so now I'm just catching up. Merari and Numbers 336, this is what they were in charge of. It says, under the custody and charge, this is probably Jill.
You finish your...
Maybe it's not. Hello?
Wasn't Jill?
No. No, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, we can't hear you hardly at all, Jill. It's very bad. You can call
me. You want to call on Tammy's phone now, Jill?
Okay.
Call on Tammy's phone. That would be
at least... We can hear you better.
In this particular context, at least for today, it'll be better. We'd be better, perhaps.
Can I
call you? Yeah, try that, Jill. Try calling on Tammy's phone. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead with your thought, Tammy.
Okay, so in Numbers 336, this was what the charge was for Merari. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that serveth thereto. So it was heavy hardware.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like almost like plumbing supplies. These were very heavy, heavy hardware. We'll put it right there on the table.
Okay.
Put the turn 90 degrees that way.
This way.
Yeah, that way they get shoot here. I think that'll work.
All
right. I'm not positive. We'll see. There's some way. I think when you have an inbound call, to have it like a big conference call when someone calls in. I got to figure that out. But we'll worry about that later.
You don't.
No, I don't. You're right. Tammy has to finish her thought, too, okay?
So
let her finish her thought, then you can make your thought, okay? So, Tammy, you noticed your observation was that what they were carrying was very heavy material, very heavy hardware.
Yeah, that was the Merarites.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the Gershonites in 325 says, the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent and the covering thereof and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle and the congregation and the hangings of the court and the curtain for the door of the court which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about and the cords for all the service thereof. So those were lighter things. So they only had two wagons.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's good. Any more thoughts about...
Well, and then Kohath, mm-hmm. they had the staves that were in all the furnishings, all the furniture that they were supposed to carry,
right.
And those they carried on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And so they split the weight, put the staves in there, and they distribute the weight on each of the staves. What was your thought now?
Well, I was thinking about all this wood that they're carrying. Mm-hmm. Some of it was probably very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And some because
yes.
they had careful kind of things to carry them around. I never thought of that before. But some of it was just regular wood that they had to do just to make a board or something. And then others, like for the tabernacle and all the different pieces of furniture, how beautiful it was.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to also have this beautiful wood, but then they also had to have skilled men and women.
Yes, that's right. And so in verse 10, the question is, who are for their offering before the altar? And the princes are the ones that offered. The heads of the households are the ones that came. Kind of bringing it in representation for their whole household, for the entire tribe. Now, Bill, in verse 11, what was being dedicated?
Your offering.
Yeah, the dedicating of the altar, right? The altar, they brought their offering. And that was for the dedication of the altar. Now, in verse 12, we notice there was a two-part question. Who offered on the first day, and from what tribe was he? We see Nashon, and he was the one that was the representative of his family. And he was from the tribe of Judah. He was the first one. And so, again, there's 12 tribes, and so the dedication is going to go on for 12 days. And so, I've got a question from you from verse 13. What weighed 130 shekels?
Oh.
What weighed 130 shekels?
I didn't look it up.
Well, one silver charger. That was... That. I'm sorry, Tammy.
She could have looked at verse 13 and found it.
Yeah, you see that in verse 13?
I have to look at it.
In Numbers chapter 7, verse 13.
And his offering was one silver charger. The weight thereof is
130
shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels. Off.
That's good.
I'm sort of tired.
It's understandable. It's understandable. What was the weight of one spoon? We see one spoon was 10 shekels.
How much would that be?
10 shekels of gold.
Yes, 10 shekels of gold. That's right. I'm not positive. What the weight of a shekel is? I'm not sure which line this is.
If somebody is making noise, they should put their phone on mute.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. If you have to do some other paperwork when you're listening to class, maybe. And if you happen to be on your telephone, listening by the telephone, if you have no problem doing other things during the class, but we're picking up a little bit of paper ruffling. So I mean. I'm not sure quite, it's not quite like that, but there's something not quite right, and it's distracting a little bit, but it's okay if you put it on mute, and then you can continue on with your activity, and listen in when you want to make a comment or have to participate, take it off mute. That's the shekel. Now, a shekel... that's a standard. Now, I guess the person that asked the question is no longer listening to the answer. But anyway, so we'll move on.
Me, I'm listening.
Okay, I thought you were, okay. Good.
It looks like I was sleeping, but...
It did. But you were resting your eyes, right?
I was doing something.
Okay. Good. It's okay. It's not a problem.
I'm exhausted.
It's understandable, as I said before. It's understandable. Now, Tammy, how old was the bulldog?
The bulldog was young.
He was young, yes.
The bulldog?
The bulldog.
Oh, okay.
The bulldog. In verse 15.
It just says young.
Yes. Yep. Of the first, you know, one young bulldog of the first year.
Well, no, it doesn't say that of the first year. Of the first year is of the lamb.
Oh, you're right. Right. You're right.
The lamb of the first year.
That's true. The lamb is the one of the first year. The bullock is young. Uh-huh. Good point. Good close reading there. And what was to be offered for a sin offering? We notice here the scripture says in verse 16, one kid of the goats. Let's read a few more verses and let's go through there. Mrs. Grammer, verse 17. Now, if you have your phone on mute, take it off mute, read your verse. And then when your phone is no longer being used for a transmitter, go, Mrs. Grammer, 17. And Mrs. Barbara, go ahead. Verse 18. Please read verse 18. Oh, maybe Barbara.
Is she still there, Barbara?
Maybe she's on mute and she's talking. She doesn't know she's on mute. Or maybe she does know she's on mute and she's still talking.
She went out for pizza.
Maybe she did. Maybe she's bringing it over here.
That'd be good.
No. Jill, read verse 18.
On the second day, Nathaniel, the son of Zohar, prince of Issachar, did offer.
And Jacob, verse 19.
He offered for his offering 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, half the shekel of sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for a meat offering.
John?
1 spoon of gold of 10 shekels, full of incense.
1 young bullock, 1 ram, 1 lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
Okay, verse 22, please. Numbers 7:22. Please read it. Mm-hmm.
1 kid of the goats for a sin offering. This reminds me of
one. Oh, just a minute. We're reading more. Yeah. And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nathaniel, the son of Zuar.
On the third day, Eli, the son of Helion, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. Now, what does it remind you of?
I forget.
Well, when you remember?
If I remember, I'll let you.
When you remember, write it down and let us know. Jacob, is Barbara still there? Do you know? Is she still in town? Okay.
She could have it on mute and forgot, but she could have got a phone call.
Maybe.
A phone call could have dropped, but either way, she okay. Got a question.
No, it's fine. I was just wondering if you knew or didn't know, but I guess you don't know what you know, right?
Yeah, I the unknown known, the known unknown, and the...
Okay. looking at verse 17, who is the son of Aminadab? You notice here the scripture says Nashon. He's the son of Aminadab. And let me see. Mrs. Grummer, who made an offering on the second day?
Excuse me, what?
Who made an offering on the second day?
Which verse are we
in? Verse 18.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And from what tribe was he?
Issachar.
That's right. He was from the tribe of Issachar. We notice here the weight of a silver bowl. 1 silver bowl was 70 shekels. That was the weight of the silver bowl. And there is a difference between silver and gold, is there not? Mm-hmm. What is the difference? The value. Which has a greater value, would you say?
Gold
has the greater value. $1,100, $1,200, $1,300 an ounce. Silver, $1,500 an ounce. $16 an ounce, someplace around there. That's not a precise number, but that's an approximate number, and so you see that 9-10 times greater value, not quite 10 times, but nonetheless, 8 to 10 times, depending on what's happening. But so gold has a greater value, but here we have silver bowls that are being used. And so Jill, of what was the golden spoon full?
Incense.
It was full of incense. That's right. And now we have the ram. We want to know how old the ram was. We know he was of the first year. We know the bullock was young.
Right.
But the ram was of the first year. The ram was of, this is verse 21.
Well, we don't know that, do we? We don't know that.
No.
It's
I mean,
one ram.
Let me just a moment, Jill. So the ram was of the first year. We know the ram was of the first year.
No,
but
we don't. The ram?
Pardon me.
Right. Only
the lamb
okay.
was of the
one
first
young,
year.
Okay. Okay.
We don't
one
know
ram.
How old
one
the
lamb
was
of the first year.
You're right. You're right. We don't know.
Unless there's something in the construction of the,
yes.
in the Hebrew that tells
yes.
us.
So
which
one ram.
Have for.
One lamb.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Jill, now you have an observation, Jill.
It doesn't say young.
It doesn't say young.
It doesn't say young.
Don't
either.
Say young on ram.
It just says
it
one
could be,
ram.
But we don't know.
It's just one ram. That's all it says.
Right. Okay. So we'll stick with the English construction for the moment. We won't do any.
Could have been old and retired.
You'll have to look into the Hebrew for us.
But as far as the way the structure could argue that way, but we won't because it doesn't specifically say how old he was here in English.
But your dad's listening in, yeah. right?
Is that?
Your dad's listening in, right?
He well, is.
They ask him to check it out and
yes.
come down and tell us.
Okay.
All right. Call in.
Right, that's right. And so, Jacob,
yes.
For what purpose was the kid of the goats offered? Verse 22, Jacob. For what purpose was the kid of the goat offered?
For a sin offering.
He was offered for a sin offering.
And the young bullock and the young ram and all that, Pastor Dan?
Yes.
You don't say how old, but I would imagine a year old, like over there in Exodus 12. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but...
What verse in Exodus 12, Jacob?
What, sir?
What verse are we looking at?
Lamb.
Is it, we're talking about a lamb or a ram? Exodus 12 and verse 5, all right?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that over here with the young lamb, but I, you know, a lot of times you can see a pattern that...
Right. This Exodus 12 is for the Passover, right? That's for what they was used for the Passover. And so, who is the son of Zuar? We see Nathaniel is the son of Zuar. 20 verse 1. Verse 23. And John, from verse 24, who made their offering on the third day?
Eliab, the son of Helon.
Okay, from what tribe was he?
Zebulun.
That's right, from the tribe of Zebulun, that's right.
I can't read my writing.
So, in verse 25, with what was the silver charger filled?
Fine flour and oil.
That's right, it was filled with fine flour. It was, mingled with oil. So, yes, go ahead.
I remember when I was young and learning to cook, my mother would have me make cakes. She had a special box with cake flour.
Okay.
Special company and everything. You wouldn't think that it would matter which flour, your bread flour or your...
It's not much difference.
The cake flour, and she's... This particular flour was different. You can even tell by looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's ground a little finer. It's sifted a lot.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And it's got some. I forget baking powder. We make her. Justine makes her own. Can't flour.
Tim.
About the ram and the lamb.
Yes.
Well, I looked up the words. The ram is a male. It just is a male.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily young.
Mm-hmm.
It's a male.
Right.
And the lamb is a. It has to be young.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm not sure. You know, it, in Exodus 12, it specifically said that it would have to be a male. Maybe Jacob can refresh me, but a male lamb, or it was something that implied it was male and it was a lamb.
Yes, it does say your lamb shall be without blemish, a male the first year. In Exodus 12,
right.
5.
Okay.
And so,
so it could be grown, full grown.
Yes, it could be. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, Bill, in verse 26, and what was the incense to be placed?
A golden spoon.
It's turned into a golden spoon. Anyone ever used a golden spoon before?
Mm-hmm. Or seen a golden spoon? I was born with a golden spoon in my mouth.
Okay. Did you swallow it, Bill?
No.
Okay. Is it still there?
Your mother must have taken it right away.
Yeah, she did.
So I'm still in the kitchen door.
And so we see the age of the lamb. Finally, I think this will be right. One lamb of the first year, for sure, right?
Yep.
That's the age of
the lamb, not the
lamb. Of the lamb. L-A-M-B, lamb. That's the age of the lamb. And how many ghosts were offered? Mom, from verse 28, how many ghosts were offered?
28. I lost the chapter.
We're in Numbers chapter 7. And in verse 28, I was wondering how many ghosts were offered.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering.
That's right. One kid of the goats for a sin offering.
That meant a male, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
No, mm-hmm. Kid.
Kid of the goat.
A young goat.
A young goat. Mm-hmm. That's right, a young goat. in verse 29, we see the he-goat, which is a male.
Right.
How many he-goats were offered? We see five. Five he-goats being offered. And Tammy, who made an offering on the fourth day. So again, we have 12 days of offerings, but who made the offering on the fourth day? And
Elijah.
From what tribe is he?
Elijah.
All right.
He was from the tribe of Reuben.
He was from the tribe of Reuben.
Can I make a note?
Please do.
Interesting to note that these are all the same princes that were mentioned in chapter 2.
Yes.
And they formed the Lord showed them their encampments. Yes. And they're all in the same order of their encampment that they're listed here. So
they're going around from north, from the south, east, west.
They started in the east.
So east, whatever.
Judah.
Whatever. I wasn't necessarily the same way order they were in, but yeah, they start. That's a very good observation. Yeah.
I mean, they were in their special
encampments.
Marching order. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as what in Numbers 2,
yes.
You saw how they would go out to battle,
mm-hmm.
and they're going in that same order.
That's right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
When they moved, they did the same way. You will go first, and then
right.
And so with what was the flour mingled? Obviously it was mingled with oil. That's what it was mingled with. Mrs. Grummer, of what was the spoon made?
Gold.
That's right, gold. And you see what type of offering is going to be made here in verse 33. We notice it was a burnt offering. And so Jill from verse 34, for what type of offering was the goat used?
A sin offering.
For a sin offering, that's right. And we see here the type of sacrifice that Eliezer offered. He offered a peace offering. That's the type of offering that he was to offer. Again, we have 12 representatives of the 12 tribes bringing forth their offerings for the dedication of the tabernacle. And Jacob, on what day did Shimeel make his offering? And what tribe was he?
On the fifth day for the tribe of Simeon. Is that 36?
That is verse 36.
I got lucky. He said.
Yes, we, I've lost my way here. Let's read some more verses here. Go, Mrs. Grummer, start with verse 37.
Read it?
Yes, read verse 37.
His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, and to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering.
Jill?
One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense.
Jacob.
One young bullock, one ram, one lamb for the first year for a burnt offering.
John, verse 40.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering.
And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddad.
Okay, read verse 42 there, Mom, please.
On the sixth day, Eliphaz, the son of Dual, prince of children of Gad, offered.
His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, a silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering.
One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. So, the standard for the shekel is the standard of the shekel of the sanctuary. We have the boroughs, the weights, and measurements in this country, kind of the standard, what something is, how long something is, how heavy something is, how much volume something takes up. So, but with what was the spoon filled, John?
Incense.
It was filled with incense, that's right. And three animals that were used for the burnt offerings were the bullock, the ram, and the lamb. Those were the three bullocks, probably through the three animals, rather, that we used for the offering. And so, Bill, name one animal used for the sin offering.
A kid.
Kid of the goat, that's right, kid. And notice here, verse 41, how many oxen did Shimeel offer? He offered two oxen. He offered there two oxen. And Mom, who made an offering on the sixth day, what do you say, or verse 42?
On the sixth day, Elisha, son of...
And what tribe is he from?
Prince of Gad, offered Gad.
He's from Gad, the tribe of Gad. And what weighed 130 shekels? We have one silver charger. He's weighing that much. And Tammy from verse 44, what was full of incense?
The golden spoon. One golden spoon.
One golden spoon was full of incense. Let's read two more verses here. Mrs. Grummer, go ahead with verse 45. And read the verse.
One young bullock, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
Jill, verse 46. John, verse 48.
On the seventh day, Elisha, the son of Ammihud, prince of the children of Ephraim, offered.
His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering.
In verse 50, Mom, please.
50?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and read it.
A golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense, young bullock.
One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
One kid of the goat for a sin offering. So notice here that in verse 45 we have one ram is being offered. And Mrs. Grummer, how many goats were offered? Verse 46.
46?
Yes.
One kid of the goat.
That's right. And how many rams did Elsaph offer? He offered five rams. And Jill, on what day did Elishama make an offering? And from what tribe was he? Or rather, is he?
On the seventh day.
He's from the tribe of Ephraim, that's right. Notice here, what weighed 70 shekels? One silver wool weighed 70 shekels. And Jacob, where was the incense placed? We have one ram being offered. And John, for what type of offering was the goat used?
For a sin offering.
It was used for a sin offering, that's right. Bill, let's start picking up with verse 53.
And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year, this was the offering of Elishama, the son of Amel Hud.
And now I'm going to reverse 54, please.
I think I'm in the wrong chapter.
We're in Numbers chapter 7 and verse 54.
Okay. On the eighth day offered Gallipali, the son of Tizer, prince of the children of Manasseh. I forget what else.
I'm sorry, Tammy, you can read verse 55.
Gamaliel, I think.
Yeah.
His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering.
One golden spoon of 10 shekels, 12 incense. This is Grammar, verse 57.
One young bullock, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
And Jill, 58.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering.
Jacob, 59.
And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five lambs the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur.
And John, verse 60.
On the ninth day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin, offered.
And looking at verse 53, who is the father of the man who offered the peace offering? His name is Amminadab.
No hand.
Amminadab. I'm sorry. Amminadab. I guess it must be related to that other guy.
I like to add lots of things.
Yes, I do. Okay, I'm sorry. Bill, whose son made the offering on the eighth day?
Okay, that was Gamaliel, not Paul's Gamaliel, though.
Whose son?
Whose son?
Oh.
I guess that's right. You're right, Paul.
Manasseh was from what tribe was he from?
It's Pedazur's son.
Am I reading the wrong question?
No, Manasseh, you're right. Okay.
It's Pedazur's son.
Okay. Pedazur's son. Okay, that's right. It's Pedazur's son. He's the one that made the offering, but he's the son of Pedazur.
Okay.
Right.
Name I'll remember always.
Yes, that's true. Perhaps that was.
What's your middle name, Bill?
Is that your middle name, Bill? Pedazur?
No.
Mm-hmm. How was the flower described? It was full of fine flour. That's how it was described. It's fine flour.
Oh.
And in verse 56, Mom, how many spoons were needed?
One golden spoon.
One golden spoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense.
That's 12 princes.
I have to be excused. I can't.
Okay, that's understandable.
I
well, you going to be okay?
I guess so.
Here, do you want me to take, let's take that off.
How many sheep were offered? We see one young bullock, brother.
Well, it's not a sheep.
No, it's not. No. How many sheep were offered? One lamb, it says. One lamb was offered in verse 57. One lamb was offered in verse 57. And so, Mrs. Grummer, what was needed for the sin offering?
Answer 57?
Yeah, 58. Yeah, one kid of the goat, that's correct. And Tammy, what is the name of Gamaliel's father?
Pedazar.
That's
where
right.
Where do we know Gamaliel from?
It's a different one.
Different
one.
Yeah, you're thinking of the New Testament.
Yeah. Paul's teacher,
right.
Gamaliel, at the foot of Gamaliel.
Yes. On what day did Abide make an offering? From what tribe is it? The ninth day, and he's from the tribe of from Benjamin. And so, let's read some more verses here. Mrs. Grummer, start with verse 61, please.
Okay. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl, and 70 shekels, and the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering.
Joe?
One golden spoon, 10 shekels, full of incense.
One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering.
And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni.
On the tenth day, Ahaziah, the son of Amishadad, prince of the children of Dan, offered.
Okay. Amishadai.
He's got a challenging name, doesn't he? So, looking back here to verse 61 for a moment. Into what was the fine flour placed? It was placed in the silver charger. And with what was it?
Something else. Both the silver charger and the silver bowl.
Ah, that's right. The silver charger and the silver bowl. You're right. With what was it mingled? It was mingled with oil. And and Mrs. Grummer, what was the spoon made?
Bill spoon.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, the very one that I had in my mouth.
Okay. For what purpose was the ram needed? We needed for a burnt offering, wasn't that?
Yep.
And Jill.
I'm not that ram.
Question 64.
In what way was the goat used for a sin offering?
That's correct. It was the son of Gedoni. Abidan is the son, his son. And John, question 66, please.
Okay, and what day did Ahaziah make his offering? It was the 10th day, and he was from the tribe of Dan.
Okay, the 10th day. So we have 12 tribes, 12 days of offerings, 12 days of dedication. Let's read some more verses. Mrs. Grummer, you start with verse 67, please.
Yeah,
you may have, Mrs. Grummer, but that was a different verse.
Verse 67, another one similar.
Oh, okay.
Joel, verse 68.
1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, 4 incense.
Joker.
1 ram of the first year for a burnt offering.
1 kid of the goats for a sin offering.
And for a sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishadad, or whatever.
Amishadai.
Whatever.
And the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Achran, prince of the children of Asher, offered. All right, so now, Mrs. Grumry, that verse, or a verse like it, occurs about 12 times.
Yes, you read it earlier in verse 55.
Because each day, very similar things are being
verse 61.
Being offered. Yeah, 61
is 9.
Yes. Notice, sir, from what precious metal was the bull made of? It was made of silver. And Bill, for verse 68, what was the weight of the spoon?
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah. Well, you should know it's in your mouth all the time.
Yeah. A spoon of 10 shekels.
So, the spoon of 10 shekels. How old was the bullock? A young bullock. I mean, you could take them as parallel things, but if you want to look at what it says here, 1 young bullock. Jacob.
I was thinking about that sentence structure.
Yes, I'm thinking of it too, Jacob.
After every word, it might be not just the lamb of the first year, but the young, the bullock, and the ram. I mean, is that a possibility?
There is parallelism there, Jacob. Yes, that is a possibility. But since we have so many... there's so much, and so we want to press the argument a little bit, but because we have, I understand what you're saying, Jacob. I see that too.
I'm just asking a question, though. I really don't know.
Okay, well, you're allowed to ask questions, Jacob. Yes, Jill. Jill's not going to ask a question, though. She's going to make a statement. Yes. Here, Jill.
Now, I had observed what Jacob had observed as well. I'm right or not, that's in the right context, right. So I observed that. Yes.
Right. And then I had made that observation too myself, but some could argue that there's a parallelism there with the commas and so forth. But then beyond again, bullock is still not a wrong answer. But I could see how some like now granted this was the Chinese class I had a couple weeks ago. They would argue the fact because of the language barrier and so forth and.
Right.
Then maybe I may give them half a point or something, or give them the question for making that observation. So you don't have to count that one wrong. But that's good observation, Jill, that you made. And Jacob, you made the observation too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And so Mrs. Grummer, verse 70, what animal was needed?
Verse
70. One kid of the goat. And Joel, question 71.
What is the name of Abishadai's son? Ahiezer?
Okay, that's good. And Jacob. Let me see. Do you want to do question 72, Jacob? Yes.
Who made an offering on the 11th day, and from what tribe was he? Let's see here. Pagiel, the son of Achran, offered on the 11th day.
That's right. That's right, he was. Let's read some more, a few more verses there. John, verse 73.
73. His offering was 1 silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering.
1 golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense.
1 young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. This is Gomer, verse 76.
One kid and the goat for a sin offering.
And Jill, 77.
And for a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he goats, five rams of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ophrahus.
Okay, and let me see, Jacob, verse 78, please.
On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered.
Okay, so looking back at verse 73, what two items were made of silver? We have a silver bowl and a silver charger. Those two items were made of silver. And John, what weighed 10 shekels?
The spoon.
The spoon, the golden spoon, what weighed 10 shekels? For which offering was the lamb used? For a burnt offering, for the particular offering that was used. And Bill, for which offering was the goat needed?
What question is
verse 76. Question 76.
Question 76.
Question
76. That was for a sin offering.
For a sin offering, that's correct. And the name of Pagiel's father, Ochran, is the name of his father. And Mrs. Gromer, who made an offering on the 12th day, and from what tribe was he?
Ahira.
All right, and from what tribe was he? Yeah, that's from Naphtali. Jill, well, let's pick up some reading here. Jill, read verse 79, please.
His offering was one silver charger, weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil for meat offering.
Jacob, verse 80. Okay. John.
One young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
One kid of the goats for a sin offering.
And for sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. And Mrs. Gromer, read verse 84, please. Okay, so notice what was involved in the meat offering. We got one silver charger, one silver bowl. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil. And so, Jill, question number 80, please.
Where was the incense placed? One golden spoon, 10 shekels.
That's right, in the golden spoon. Was there incense in your golden spoon, Bill? I was wondering, was there any incense in your golden spoon?
No, not in mine.
Okay. Was it during your hippie days?
No, when I was born.
Okay. So how old was the young bullock?
Young.
He was young, right? We're going to keep with the young argument. Some are going to argue, observe the parallelism in the commas, but he was young. How young was he? We're not sure. I guess he's next. Jacob, read question 82 and answer, please.
Good question. Which one?
82.
The wrong way.
Yes, that's right. And his son, Ariah, that's the name of his son, and John, what was dedicated?
The altar.
The altar. That's what was dedicated. All right, Bill, let's read some more verses. 85.
Okay. Each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary.
The golden spoons were 12. 12 incense weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekels of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. Mrs. Grummer, verse 87, please.
All the oxen for the burnt offering were 6 shekels, the rams 12, the lamb of the first year 12, with their meat offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering 12.
Jill, verse 88.
Verse
88, Jill. Jacob 89, please.
And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of the testimony from between the two cherubs, and he spake unto him.
Okay. So, in verse 85, the total weight of the vessels of silver was at 2,400. That was the total weight. We met all 12 of them together. It comes up to 2,400 shekels. And Bill, question 86.
What was the total weight of all the golden spoons? 86. Were 12 full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels.
120. How many golden spoons could you fit in your mouth at a time, Bill?
Just one.
Just one, okay. Just want to check.
I was a baby then. I was a newborn.
Okay, of course. That would explain it.
Yeah, I can fit more than that in my mouth now.
Okay, of course. What was the total number of bullocks that were offered? We got 12 days of dedication, so we got 12 bullocks. Tammy, question 88. How many oxen were sacrificed for peace offering? For the peace offering?
24 bullocks.
24. That's right. And what did Moses hear from off the mercy seat, Mrs. Grummer? Question 89. Yes, I think so. Okay, so, Jill, question 90, please. That's fine. How about you, Jacob?
I couldn't really have the time to formulate an answer for that.
Okay. Not a problem, Joel. Jacob, how about you?
I don't know.
They were offering.
You should write it, Jacob.
They were offering the same thing, but Jacob.
You should write it, Jacob.
I have better not.
For next week, Jacob. How's that sound?
It'll be a motion train wreck. I better not do it.
John, your thoughts about it?
Well, God does everything consistently and decently and in order.
He does, yes. He does. Bill?
And to add to what John said, purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I can say out of anything that I've read in Numbers so far is even with all this detail, with this precision, I perceive it as ritual. However, I know God has a more important purpose behind it than mere ritual.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a study out there, you probably know about it, a study of what all of this symbolism means and how it relates to Christ. That's something that we should really get into sometime,
mm-hmm.
Because that's what's really important, I think, understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It not only would show the great thought and consideration that Christ undertook before coming to into the world, but it would also prove beyond any question to anybody, I would think, of the reality of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Tammy, how about you?
Well, three verses say that this was the dedication of the altar. And I'm not sure if this... It seems to me like it may be referencing the... it could be the burnt altar, or it could be the altar of incense, or it could be the Ark of the Covenant somehow. Several times it said that I had written them down somewhere, but I don't have it right in front of me. I made mm-hmm. a little chart to teach myself some things.
Good.
So, but I thought it was interesting. Yeah, I like everything that Bill and John have said so far, mm-hmm. and but you know, I believe that the Levites—it's interesting how they were not. I mean, there's 12 tribes of Israel, of course. We know that there's a half tribe of Manasseh and a half tribe of Ephraim. So, in that 12 is the Levites. Mm-hmm. So the Levites receive no inheritance, it says in Numbers 18:20, and yet the 12 tribes they brought such things as necessary for the service of the tabernacle,
mm-hmm.
so that they were providing what was necessary in order for the work of the tabernacle to go on, because had these things never been supplied, these wagons, they would have been almost impossible for, the Merariites to carry all those boards, or for the Gershonites to carry all those curtains, and
yes.
without getting them all muddy and dirty, mm-hmm. and so, each person, each of these tribes, they had their representative,
mm-hmm.
that we saw in chapter 2, and they all had something that they needed to offer, and
yes.
for the various sacrifices,
mm-hmm.
notice that they had a sacrifice of peace offerings, they had a sin offering, they had burnt offering, they had I think I'm missing one, and they had meat offering. Did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's four, and of course then they had that golden spoon full of incense,
mm-hmm.
and we know
mm-hmm.
that's offered on the altar of incense.
Yes, that's good.
So I'm not sure that necessarily has a technical name, but
mm-hmm.
It would be another type of offering for
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Okay.
So they were providing those things that were necessary. So it shows the necessity of all of Israel, not just it wasn't just the Levites, and it wasn't just the priests, and
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just the Kohathites, and it was all of Israel that had to participate in order for, the service of the Lord and to the Lord to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to work together. And God he choreographed that, to put it in that terms. You know, so because, you know, I don't know that they would have done that if he hadn't been in charge, but then the significance of the altar, that's why I thought as I was studying this that we referred to the Ark of the Covenant, because between the cherubims, that's where God would, in this case, he spoke to Moses from that place, and that was how he would, you know, that's how he would lead them with the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud in Exodus, in different places. So it just seems like there's a significance to, you know, that altar.
Yes.
So, well, of course there is. We know that because it, and it pictures the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Because he is our high priest. So.
That's right. That's right.
He goes in the presence of God. He is God himself. So.
That's right. Yes. I mean, Mrs. Grimmer, any thoughts you might have?
I don't know. Okay, I think this comes from my Catholic upbringing, but the rituals that they still go through them. I remember when I was a little girl, that mother used to take us to San Juan, and mom was one of the people that would go on their knees from a long distance all the way up to the altar. And for a promise that they had promised God, you know, there was rituals. But that's what I was thinking about when I saw that.
Right.
That's all.
Okay. All right. Yes, Jacob.
I was noticing the Institute of this. There's an order here. It's very, very precise.
It is.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. It is perfect. That's right, Sugar.
Anyway, that's all.
Any additional thoughts anyone has? John?
Yes. Going back to the question about the bulls, the rams, and the lambs of the first year and so forth, no one seemed to pick up on verses 87 and 88 in both state where God lists them out. You know, 12 bulls, the rams 12. Specifically, the lambs of the first year 12. It doesn't say that about the others.
Mm-hmm. Good point, John.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See what John's talking about in verse 87?
And 88.
In verse 87, we're taking an inventory of how all that was offered.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good close reading, John.
Right.
Good observation.
The only one where he mentions, lists them separately, and says their numbers, but only on the lambs, doesn't say of the first year.
That's right, it doesn't. Any additional thoughts?
Yeah, I have another quick observation.
Sure, Jill.
Yeah. And in Numbers chapter 7, verse 1, when it said, and it came to pass on the day that Moses had both set up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sanctified it, and all their instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them. Verse 1, I mean, not only here were all these the tabernacle and instruments sanctified and anointed, and the altar and all the vessels thereof were sanctified by the Lord himself, but the Lord God used Moses. He sanctified and anointed Moses in order for him to anoint all these things and sanctify all of these things.
That's good, Joel. Tim.
Parallels Leviticus chapter 8, verse 10 and 11, which mostly talks about the anointing of Aaron and his sons for the priesthood. But in verses 10 and 11, it talks very briefly. It says, and anointed the temple.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's Leviticus 8 and what verse again?
10 and 11.
10 and 11, okay. You got it ready, Tammy?
Yeah, I'll read it. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all that was therein and sanctified them. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar seven times and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them.
Okay. Good. Numbers 8, 11.
No, 11, Leviticus 8.
Pardon me, Leviticus 8 verses 11 and 12?
10 and 11.
Okay. 10 and 11. Additional thoughts anyone has? All right, Jacob, would you close in prayer, please? I see. How about you, go on.
Are you here, David, inside?
Okay. Oh, he's back. Okay. Jacob, please close the prayer.